KCSM, San Mateo, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose at 91.1 FM. In Sonoma at 90.7 FM and live on the web at kcsm.org. The Bay Area's jazz station.
Boy, it's great to hear that theme song. We haven't heard it for a couple of weeks since we've been doing Pledge, and thanks for hanging on through that. We're back out on the desert island today. I'm Elisa Clancy. Our castaway today has been hailed by the Chronicle's David Rubin as powerful, smooth, beautiful, and graceful. Pretty good adjectives. He's established himself as an exciting and in-demand improviser around the Bay Area. He was born in Oklahoma City August 3rd, 1975, and lives in Alameda. He's been on a diverse collection of dates from everybody from Pete Escovedo and Kim Nally to Scott Amendola and lots of others. When he released his first CDs, and there were two in 2006, The Calling, Volumes 1 and 2, we all took notice. Who is this rising star of guitar putting out two CDs back to back? Our castaway today is Terrence Brewer. How dare you put out two CDs and mostly originals, too.
All originals, actually.
I remember when these came in, I thought, who's this guy? Who does he think he is? Because they always say, if you're going to market yourself, always put a couple of hits on there that people recognize, put some standards on there.
Get some hired guns, some
big
names.
Yeah, but get some big names, have some big promoter to do it.
Right.
And you did it all yourself.
I did.
And they were good. They got a lot of airplay.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, they were a lot of fun to make, and hopefully the energy that we had in the studio came across. People seem to like them.
They do. Terrence Brewer, our guest out on the desert island. You grew up in Oklahoma City?
I did.
Yeah. Did you start playing guitar early on? I don't remember asking you last time when you started playing.
I didn't start playing music until I moved here. Moved here when I was 9. Mm-hmm. And I started on woodwinds, actually. I was a woodwind player.
What a proper mom you had. Get you on clarinet, son.
Recorder, then clarinet, then saxophone. And, mainly through high school and junior high. And I was a woodwind player, sax, flute, clarinet. And started playing guitar in high school because of all the rock and roll. classic rock, AC/DC, Led Zeppelin, new rock and roll, Lenny Kravitz, and all the great rock and roll bands that were around when I was in high school.
You're before hip hop, so you didn't get that. You're right.
No. I feel like I'm a child of hip hop as well, but there's no guitar really. So
hip hop guitar.
There's not a whole lot of that going on. But yeah, I'm definitely a fan of good conscious hip hop as well.
That's right. So you can do your Carlos Santana riffs with a hip hop beat.
Exactly. Like that's the next album. No.
That's funny. When you came out here, did you study with somebody in particular?
When I first came out, it was all, formal sort of junior high, elementary type thing. And then when I was in high school, I actually had the chance to come out on a couple times during the week over a course of months and work with Ed Kelly at the time.
Yay.
He had this great program. And that's actually where I met Howard Wiley. Howard and I are about the same age, and we met when we were about 14, and we were both playing saxophone. And I was an okay saxophone player, but Howard was really good.
And you thought,
we had a lot of fun, though. But, he was discovered very early on as this prodigy. And so, but we would go to these, these after-school type clinics, and Ed Kelly and Walter Savage would come in and play bass. And And we learned a lot, you know. And so, you know, Ed was probably one of my first mentors and teachers early on. And then when I went to college, I got to work with Mike Zober and Mike Williams, who was my guitar teacher at the time. And that's really, you know, when everything started to take hold, high school
You
age.
Wanted to be number one. See, now, if Howard's going to be the best saxophone player, you wanted to be number one on your instrument.
You know,
Well,
the interesting, to be honest, the interesting thing about it was when I, the transformation that happened really was when I got to college, been playing rock and roll guitar, first semester in college, woodwind major, and I go and hear one of my woodwind faculty professors playing a jazz concert. And I heard jazz guitar for the first time. Was totally blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, live. You know, I'd heard it on record, obviously. Heard it for the first time live and thought, wow, isn't that something?
Yeah.
I'd really love to be able to do that. And so I immediately went up to him and said, hey, you know, I'm a woodwind major. I'm in the program. I really want to play like that on guitar. And he said, do you own a guitar? And I said, I do. So he's like, you know, I started taking lessons, and actually by the next semester, I was in the jazz ensemble playing guitar.
Oh, that's great. He's slipping you George Benson records and Wes Montgomery records.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, I had a lot of the theory going on because I had been, you know, improvising since junior high school and junior high school jazz band in high school. And I was fortunate enough to go to schools that were very, where the education was really sort of intense. We did festivals and clinics, and we traveled and all that kind of thing. So it was a matter of actually getting the facility on the instrument. So once I started to pick up a little bit of that, this is pretty happening. I really like this instrument. And then the real kicker for it was once I got out of college, I was still playing saxophone and guitar. And then I started making money. People started hiring me to, you know, do private events and
That's
play.
That's really what it's about, you know? It's,
you know,
what instrument do you get hired on? You get more gigs on. You start playing more.
We need some ambiance. Can you play a solo guitar in the corner for 3 hours? And yes, I can. For how much? Yes, I can. But I did love the instrument. I mean, I must say, guitar felt more natural to me from the moment I started playing jazz on it. But the money definitely helped as well.
Yeah. All right, Terrence Brewer, what's your first track out on your desert island? Tell me why.
Well, I have to say, first of all, this was a very interesting journey. And for me, it was challenging but very fun. And I feel like my life is split because I have, early on as a woodwind player, I have the heavy woodwind influences. You know, Charlie Parker and Coltrane. And then I have all my guitar influences as well. First track is John Coltrane. And I picked Equinox because to me, there's a certain purity in this song. You know, this use of space, but it's so driving, and it's and Coltrane is he's just the embodiment of the sound and this feeling. And John Coltrane's Equinox. Thank you.
Branford Marsalis, Mo Better Blues. What a nice choice, Terrence. Terrence Brewer brought that into his Desert Island. Why'd you want to take that?
Well,
great groove.
It was, and there were two extremely influential things that happened to me in my teenage years. Two visual things, actually. First was the movie Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And the second was Mo Better Blues. And both of these came out when I was about 14, 15-ish. And to be honest, they changed my life in a lot of ways. I mean, until that time, I'd been playing music in junior high school and a little bit in high school now. But honestly, when I saw these two movies, I didn't know what being a jazz musician was or making a living at it, what that would be like, or you know, what the picture was. But I just knew there was something about the music and about the writing process and just the lifestyle that really, really, you know, touch something inside of me. And this movie, still to this day, it's my absolute favorite movie ever. I watch it every, if it's on,
gave you the
no matter what time it comes on, if it's on the middle of the, you know, middle of the night, I'll tape it and I'll watch bits of it. And it just, you know, and the music to me, this soundtrack is just so, the other thing about it is it encompasses all these different things. You know, it doesn't have a traditional, you know, it's kind of a second line New Orleans kind of thing, but it's kind of funky, but it's kind of, you know, it's got some elements of swing in
very
there. You know,
soulful,
it's just,
and some hooks, got yeah, some great melodic hooks.
So it's
it.
This great combination. I mean, it's very accessible. And every time I hear it, it just makes me smile. Yeah. You know, it just brings this great sort of joy to me because it reminds me of how I felt at that time and sort of encapsulates all these different feelings that I was having. And you know, I mean, they're writing, you know, Branford and Terrence Blanchard on this mm-hmm. record. It's just so good. I mean, all the tunes on this album to me are really very good from this soundtrack. But it's just it's one of those things that just to me speaks so much about what music is and what music could have been. And it appealed to me because it wasn't straight up swing, mm-hmm. but it wasn't hip hop, but it was still instrumental, you know, and it just it had all these elements that I thought, wow, you know, music can be so much. Jazz can be so much.
Terrence Brewer is our guest out on the desert island today. You were, and I'm going to mention this, Oakland Chamber of Commerce Artist of the Year. When was that?
That was awarded to me earlier this year.
Wow. Yeah. And that's a big deal.
It's a pretty big deal. The Oakland Chamber of Commerce is has a lot of members, and it's a great organization.
Do you have to, like, run for that? You know, you could make an appeal.
I was nominated by secret ballot or something like
that.
Wow,
that's
great. No, I didn't have to campaign. There were
no
vote for Terrence buttons.
Terrence. This Terrence, by the way, unlike Terrence Blanchard, this Terrence Brewer spells his name with two R's, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E.
E-N-C-E.
And you have a website.
TerrenceBrewer.com, TerrenceBrewer.com.
You play a lot around the Bay Area. In fact, what do you got next week up at Pearls? This is not a CD release party. You're not doing another two CDs, right?
No, but next weekend will be September 28th, 29th, and 30th. Be at Jazz at Pearls. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of success at Jazz at Pearls the last couple of years. We've done some great shows there. And this is our first weekend run, actually. And I'll be playing with Will Blades, who was on the piece that you played earlier from the album. Will is on my Volume 2 record, so we'll be doing some music from that record. Also, Will has a great new record that you guys have been playing a lot called Sketchy. So we'll be playing some
sketchy things.
Yeah, we'll be playing some sketches from that record as well. And joining me on that date will be Micah McLean, who's my regular drummer, and Casey Knudsen, who's been working with as my regular sax player. Mm. It's going to be a lot of fun. That'll be Friday and Sunday. I'll be with Will. And then on Saturday night, we'll be there with the acoustic quartet. So Ben Stolaro on piano and Brandon Essex on bass.
Great.
So it'll be a lot of fun.
Where are we going next, Terrence?
Number three. You know, the interesting thing is a lot of these songs, while I listen to them and I could listen to them over and over again, which is sort of the premise of the desert island that you listen to
not
the songs
get tired of it.
This next song, a big part of this song for me was during my mid to late teens, I really started to absorb Wayne Shorter. You know, you spoke earlier about putting out the two records of
original
music.
Well, you're a writer too. Wayne's such a good writer.
Yeah, and I put out these records, and I have probably a little over 100 original compositions in my book right now that, you know, working tunes. I take the book to gigs, and we can play through things. And so once I got into Wayne, I realized, wow, this guy writes for everybody. This guy's writing on his own records, Miles' records, you know, Herbie's records. I just started to really just soak in everything that he did. And so this tune represents Wayne and his composition, but also this band. Killing
it, Miles, I mean, and this is the ESP era.
This is to me so swinging, so grooving, and the writing's great. Thank you. Hi, I'm Terrence Brewer, and you're listening to KCSM FM 91, the Bay Area's jazz station.
There's a little Beethoven for you on the Bay Area's Jazz Station KCS, brought in by our Desert Island Castaway today. Boy, that's a nice choice. You have a lot of classical music, actually, on your list.
I do. I have a couple classical pieces. I was fortunate to, while in high school and college, you know, dive sort of superficially into some classical music. The next piece, the Beethoven piece to me is just... it's gorgeous. I mean, I could listen to this
First part of Moonlight Sonata, yeah. And I was telling you off mic, it was one of the first classical pieces my piano teacher let me try to learn the first part, and then I went into the second part, which you can't possibly learn as an 11-year-old. You know, but the first part, it really opens you up to so much at composing, space, time. It's just gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. Good choice.
Theme, too. I mean, that theme just runs through it, and you know, sort of modulates and changes key and does all kinds of different things. And yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It still kind of brings a calm.
To the island.
Very, very.
To the island.
We'll quell the natives. Calm the island. Calm the island. So.
Terrence Brewer is our guest out on the desert island today. What is the next piece? Did you pick some Segovia, too? Is that where
I did.
We're
going?
Yeah,
I did.
You want to put that on this?
Yeah.
And then what is after that? So we'll put them together and tell me about them.
Interesting. They actually, to me, in some ways, sort of work together. The next piece is Bach Suite number 6 in C minor.
Okay.
And I actually got a chance to play this in college because I studied classical guitar once I switched my major from woodwind to guitar performance. Got a chance to play a lot of classical guitar, actually. Studied with Tom Patitucci, who's the brother of John Patitucci, who for a while was living in the East Bay, and studied with him and got to do some great recitals at the school. So this is one of the pieces that I played, tried to play like Segovia. But, you know, the weird thing about this tune is that the more I get removed from it but listen to it, it reminds me of the guitar heroes that I have, the jazz players. The piece right after that we're going to play is Joe Pass and Ella Fitzgerald, right, from their album. And this Bach suite is so swinging.
Yep.
I mean, when you
listen to
it, it is just, it's like all these, you know, Johnny Smith and you know, Bucky Pizzarelli and Howard Alden, all these great solo guitar players.
And Jim Hall.
You listen to it and it's like, man, that is some swinging stuff, but it's Bach.
So you had your oh wow moment with this.
I did. And it was, you know, at the time when I was playing, it's just like, oh, this is really interesting, really neat. But the further I remove myself from it, I'm like, wow. And you listen to the Bach suite back to back with the Joe Pass intro to the Ella tune, and you think the Bach suite was, you know, Joe Pass playing some swinging stuff. It was really good.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable. Thank you.
Don't tell me about a night in June or a shady lane beneath a velvet moon. Don't tell me, 'cause I wanna talk about you. Don't mention that waterfall or that shady nook where crickets softly call. Don't tell me, 'cause I want to talk about you. The moon and the stars, the objects on Mars, are things that we've talked of before. But your love for me was the question. Your answer throws back heaven's door. So tell me, your love will darling, you needn't ever fear. I love you, and I wanna talk about you. The moon and the stars, the objects on Mars, are things that we've talked of before. But your love for me was the question. Your answer throws back heaven's door. So
Fitzgerald and Joe Pass, and boy, it's so nice to put those two together. Yeah. The Segovia playing
the box suite,
and then Joe Pass and Ella together, because it really is, you can make the connection
pretty easily. I mean, the box suite was, what, almost 300 years ago, probably written,
right.
And it's so hip, so happening. Yeah. It really is, and then you go right into the Joe Pass, and you can hear a lot of those influences. And,
cheers.
And the Joe Pass and Ella record, for me, I mean, Ella is by far, you know, I love Sarah Vaughan, and there's other great vocalists that I'm really into, but Ella, for me, is just, she's
and the
it.
Intimacy
she's,
of those albums are so marvelous, too,
exactly.
With Joe and Ella. Terrence Brewer is our guest out on the desert island today. Oh, my gosh, we want to see if we can get a couple more things on. Terrence has a website, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R.com, and a lot of great gigs coming up, including Pearls next week. And maybe we shouldn't talk about your gigs, because then we can use you on the best of the desert island next
time. Yeah, let's not talk about
it. We won't talk about the gigs anymore. All right. You get to take a book with you. I want to ask you about your book, because you said, should I tell you about my book, or I want you to surprise me. What are you taking?
Well, here's the thing. First of all, I don't read a whole lot. I must say, I read the newspaper. I listen to a lot of, you know, news radio kind of thing. But I'm definitely, when I read, I'm definitely a fan of nonfiction. I mean, like textbooks. Give me a good textbook.
I'm really into that.
And you know. And I've read basically, you know, I've read all
science
the great
books. Where do you go?
Well, political books,
oh, okay.
You know, things like that. But I mean, I've read, you know, the biography of Miles and John Coltrane and Charlie Parker, read, you know, Beneath the Underdog, Mingus, all that kind of good stuff. But in thinking about my desert island, because I had time to prepare and I wasn't just stranded willy-nilly, I'm actually going to bring an encyclopedia of jazz. My wife got me there this great book a couple years ago. And this thing,
Did you get the Oxford? It's
the Rough Guide.
Yeah, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
The great thing about it, it's got, you know, 3,000 biographies. It's got, you know, a couple thousand album reviews. And the weird thing is I'll play a gig with someone and say, Gary Anderson wrote this tune. You know, something out of the Real Book or whatever. You know, who's Gary Anderson? And I go home and it's like, you know, 11:30 at night. And I'm like, oh, Gary Anderson, sax player, composer, you know. And you read all about him. And it's just, you know, because for me, one of the things, you know, I love what you guys, what you and Michael Burham and some of the other great DJs here do, in that you have this sort of wealth of knowledge that, you know, you kind of pull from. And I try to have that because, you know, we get so wrapped up in writing and practicing and making the connection. Oh, so-and-so played with so-and-so on this album, and this is this influence came from. You know, we last saw each other, well, not one of the last times, but we saw each other at the IAJE.
Yeah.
And we got to listen to Roy Haynes be interviewed by Christian McBride. And to hear Roy Haynes, the history, this guy, talking about when he was young and in Boston and all these guys he played with, and you're like, man, there's so much history. This, you know, the music is so deep and there's so many great players.
Well, it helps you understand Roy's playing more when you have the, oh, wow, listening to Roy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where that came from.
So that's my book, Encyclopedia Jazz. It's got great pictures and all kinds of stuff. So that's, I know it's a little, you know, it's not
the Rough Guide. So you're going to have business for the Rough Guide. You know, everybody's going to go to Amazon right now. Oh, I got to get my Rough Guide. That is a good one. There are a couple of really good ones out there.
Yeah, that's a good one. A very enjoyable book for me.
Yeah. Where are we going next?
Well, you know, as I was mentioning, I started playing guitar in high school partially because of the great, you know, classic rock stuff I was hearing. You know, teenage boys, rock and roll, guitars, sort of all fits together. But the next thing I chose was Jimi Hendrix, Red House, because to me, he this embodies, you know, B.B. King and all, you know, all these great blues players as well as the classic rock guys. And this song for me is just it. I mean, Jimmy is so killing on this song.
Fire.
He is on fire.
Thank you. your hair down on the island?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah, there's Jimi Hendrix on the Bay Area's Jazz Station, KCSM. Terrence Brewer brought that in. Are there other kind of party things that kind of get to that place in you that you would need to get to occasionally on the island that you would take? That was an interesting sentence, wasn't it? I was alluding to, yeah,
I can only take 8 selections, so that's it. You want me to talk about my luxury item?
Yeah, well, no. What other things? You mentioned earlier the music, you know, the rock and roll that you grew up with.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, I mean, Led Zeppelin 3. I mean, that whole album is phenomenal. You know, and it's funny because I teach privately as well. I teach students, and, you know, still 12 and 13-year-old boys, man, they still want to learn AC/DC, you know, Led Zeppelin.
Teach me Stairway to Heaven, would you?
And, I mean, we can't even start to get into, you know, the Meters, Sissy Strut, and, you know, all these great. I mean, there's so much music out there. This is, you know, a fun journey for me to go on. Very difficult, though, to kind of bring
Well, and
down.
A great way to get people in the door, too.
Absolutely.
That way is, you know, get them in through the rock and roll door.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, Prince. I listened to a lot of Prince growing up, and talk about a great guitar player who, you know, is
who has a real knack with a melody and a groove and can suck people right in there.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
He knows how to do it.
Yeah. So by bringing Jimmy, I was bringing a little bit of Prince and, you know, some other guitar players as well who like to kick on the distortion every once in a while. And
you don't do that on gigs.
I do. I did on a gig
on
yesterday.
Wedding gigs.
No, I did it on a gig yesterday. As a matter of fact,
could you get out your fuzz? I want to hear a little fuzz. Yeah. On yesterday, what did you do yesterday?
I played a party in Alameda, Best of Alameda party, and a big event. And you know, we did some funk soul stuff and kind of kicked on the distortion a little bit. I am more than just the sum of what you hear on the first two records.
That's
you
right.
know, it's like I love doing all this other stuff. So trying not to let myself get too boxed into these things, but putting together a really good funk soul band right now, actually. We'll be doing some stuff coming up, so we'll be playing all the bars and stuff like that where they don't allow the swing pattern, you know, on the ride cymbal. So we'll be out there. Yeah,
that's right. Very good. Terrence Brewer, our guest out on the desert island today. Luxury item. Okay, we can go to your luxury item.
All right, the luxury item. Yeah. You know, I have my wife was giving me such a hard time because when I first, you know, Michael calls me and he's telling me about this luxury item and
it's
people
Berman,
at Berman, producer, yes, yeah. Michael Berman. All these people who are, you know, brought all these different things and what am I going to bring as my luxury item? First, I thought of a GPS because in my world, the island is a big island. So I might need a GPS to find my way to
Do
the
you
water
get lost
and back.
A lot?
I'm just thinking GPS is easier than a compass. And then I thought, you know, maybe I'll bring a blender and make some margaritas out there on the island. I thought all kinds of various things. I ended up with a guitar because it relaxes me. Very therapeutic. I feel like I'm going to get stressed out a lot on this island being by myself.
So you're not going to take any of those other horns you played earlier on, right? No clarinet, no alto.
No. Yeah, no. And, you know, the relationship with people will tell you, the relationship with, you know, people and their guitars, you know, men and their guitars. It's a very close relationship.
I've read about that.
I can't take my wife on the island. It's a very close relationship. It's me and the guitar making some music out on the island. So, and if I run across anyone, I can always play for food, play for, you know, and barter for some. So that's my luxury item. I'm going to take a guitar.
Okay. If you had a second thing, because we sometimes let people take their axes.
Oh, you let people take? Maybe. I didn't know that.
So you already mentioned those other two things, blender and something like that. Solar-powered blender.
Solar-powered blender, right, to go with.
What? Do you cook? Can you cook?
Well,
your wife is shaking her head.
Yeah, microwave.
Would you be all right out there? I mean, could you forage around?
I think I could make a, I watched Survivor, so I think I can make, you know, I could probably spear a couple fish, you know.
Take you a week? No, cat's still shaking her head.
I could do that. You know, I grew up in Oklahoma. We're hardy people. We like to, you know, I can grab a catfish right out of the
Sure you can.
Luxury item was a tricky one for me because luxury on the desert island is already sort of a, you know, they don't seem
Oklahoma
really good
City. What water is there?
There's lakes.
There's a couple lakes out there. No, I'm thinking, where does he fish?
Yeah, we did some fishing out there. Yeah.
All right, Terrence. Terrence Brewer has a website. It's two R's, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R.com. You can find out all the stuff he's got there. New album, a funky. We look for the funky album to come out.
Can I do have a new record coming out in March.
So, all right. Yeah. Now this is not the funky thing. This is
But this has some. It's got some groove stuff on it. You know, it's got some real hard swing and stuff as well. It's got a mixture. But yeah, new record coming out next year. We're looking forward to it.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We're going out with Charlie Hunter's Trio. Wow. Mm. Bing, bing, bing. This was not the first album, was it?
This was Charlie on this major label? Yeah, this was the first major label record.
Before when they went
this
to Blue Note.
Before this was the independent thing.
Dave Ellis is on it.
Yeah, and you know, this album has so many layers to it for me. One of them, you know, I've become friends with Charlie. I was fortunate enough to study with him. Have become friends with him, have listened to him since 92, sure. Since they were, you know, playing the Elbow
the
Room
Fezzes,
up and
yeah,
yeah,
when they
exactly.
were doing the,
exactly.
Ross on Roland Kirk Monk and
yeah,
James Brown, TJ Kirk,
of course. Yeah. And, you know, I've had the great pleasure of meeting and getting to know Dave and playing some shows with him, and he's a great guy. And so this touches a lot of nerves, but this particular track is so funky.
I hear a wah-wah pedal.
Yeah, it's just so grooving, you know. So it encompasses a little bit of hip hop and a little bit of funk and R&B.
So you get it all.
Yeah.
You get it all.
Yeah.
Terrence Brewer, thanks. We're going to let you get off the island. I don't want you out there trying to spear a fish. It's going to take you forever. I know. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
I'm Elisa Clancy, a Desert Island Jazz producer right here in the studios of KCSN, live most of the time. Michael Berman, the noble Michael Berman, is our producer, and he usually gets the castaways list up on our website, kcsm.org, probably around noontime. Does it look like it'll be noon today, or do you have a lunch date? 1 o'clock, he says. Today he'll have it up on the website, kcsm.org. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Wow. We'll be right back.